الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila Blessings of the Sahaba and Ahle Bayt. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be discussing about some of the events that we talked about in Karbala and what lessons, you know, as Muslims we can learn from them. And Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about these beautiful lessons that we can learn. We also go, mashallah, Azawajal, Naat Khan Islam Bhai in the studio.
Yes, Yasir Bhai Kalam, mashallah.
Aye Kalam, padhne se pehle achhi achhi niyatein kar lete ki Allah Azawajal ki rida hasil kare aur uske pehle Rasool sallallahu ta'ala ki khushnudi hasil karne ke liye inshallah Azawajal.
Inshallah.
Kalam ko padhenge aur sunenge.
Inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya
Habiballah kya baat raza us chamanistan e karam ki کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول زہرا پھول زقن پھول بدن پھول صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم یا حبیب اللہ میرے حسین تجھے سلام میرے حسین تجھے سلام السلام یا حسین السلام یا حسین السلام یا حسین السلام یا حسین میرے حسین میرے حسین تجھے سلام السلام یا حسین السلام یا حسین السلام یا حسین السلام یا حسین کر لیا نوش جس نے شہادت کا جام کر لیا نوش جس نے شہادت کا جام اس حسین ابن حیدر پہ لاکھوں سلام میرے حسین تجھے سلام میرے حسین جان بطول کے سوا کوئی نہیں کھلا سکا قطرائے آب کے بغیر اتنے گلاب ریت
Brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching our silsila, the blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, by giving his life, by sacrificing his life and his family's life, has taught us all many, many lessons. And the lesson of Karbala, you know, we need to act upon them. You know, we can be sat here talking about the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his marvels, his miracles. But if we don't learn anything, then what have we achieved from that? We need to try to act upon the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is what we're going to do today, inshallah. So that we need to just focus on what lessons that Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu has taught us during this event of the few days in Muharram. So inshallah, so Harun bhai, we're going to start off with, mashallah, some of the lessons that we learned from Karbala itself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hafsab, the important thing is to appreciate that it's very easy to claim to follow Hazrat Imam Hussain, Hazrat Imam Ali Muhammad radiallahu anhu.
Very sure.
And it's very easy to denounce and to curse Yazid with the tongue.
Yes.
But it's not just about accepting or denying something with your tongue. It's what your actions and your character portray.
Yes.
You see, when we were discussing last night the time when Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called to the governor of Medina Park, and he was asked to swear allegiance to Yazid. It was very simple and very easy for him. He could have simply sworn the allegiance, carried on with his life in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, but he didn't. And the reason he didn't is he wanted to set an example for the world. He didn't want to be famous, because he wanted to be famous. He was already famous. He was the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to appreciate that. And then if he wanted a status or a position, Yazid would have given him that. So it wasn't that. It was something beyond that. What he wanted to do was highlight his character. And his character was the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Now, I have to appreciate his background and to appreciate the lessons of Karbala, I think we have to look slightly back as well. We have to look at an amazing hasti whose courage, whose wisdom, whose piety, whose sanctity, whose generosity knew no bounds. I'm talking about the hasti who came into the fold of Islam as a child. I'm talking about the hasti that the Almighty Karam write was born in the Holy Kaaba. I'm talking about the one who conquered Khaybar. He is the head of the Silsila of Walayat. His knowledge was all-encompassing. He was the master of all sciences. I'm talking about the character of the great Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu.
Subhanallah.
Once you appreciate that, let's turn to the other side. We turn to a mother who is the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her honor, her purity, her integrity, it's so amazing that there is no comparison. And then, you know, there is the Quran that pays testify to their pureness. And the ayat of the Quran you had the pleasure of reciting at the beginning. But this is the great hasti, radiallahu ta'ala anha, who prostrates in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Hafizab, and she says, Ya Allah, you know, the night isn't long enough for me to prostrate in your court.
Subhanallah.
This is the, you have to appreciate Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and to appreciate his character and his sacrifice, you have to appreciate the background to it.
Yes, sir.
And it was Hazrat the upbringing of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Can you imagine the upbringing that Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had?
You know, we sometimes talk about Huzur Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his mother and father.
Allah.
And that's the example that you gave, that his mother was so pious, his father was so pious, then you have children that are pious.
Allah.
Now here, this is where piety comes from. You know, this is piety comes from their family. And, you know, that is why you have sons like Imam Hassan and Hussein. And seriously, you know, when you talk about the Battle of Karbala, and you see Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, how much, you know, he had to see in front of him. Yet, you know, number one thing is that sabr.
Allah.
You know, that patience he had, that every family member, you know, those who were with him, the male family members, you know, one by one, giving their lives for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When someone passes away in our family, you know, with that moment, that's where when you show your sabr. But we see a lot of times, sometimes, you know, Islam brother was saying that he went to a janaza where the women were crying in ma'azallah. They were doing noha and they were committing so many words of kufr. Why? Because the person who's passed away was then a jawan maut is very hard. Ali Akbar radiallahu anhu was 18 years old. That was a jawan maut as well. But carrying your son's body and bringing it back to the tents and just saying to the women that be patient in the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So sabr is one of the main lessons that we learn in the battle of Karbala.
But Hafsa, we know and it's been documented in the books of history that Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu was patient beyond comprehension.
Yeah.
You cannot even imagine his level of patience. But where did he get that patience and that tarbiyat from? He was the blessed person, the blessed hasti, who had the pleasure of being amongst the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose grandfather was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose father was Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose mother was Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, whose brother was Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, this was where he got these qualities from. Because, you know, appreciating that, we come to the character of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, spending that time in the company of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if I can say, the best of the rest, you know, these were amazing hastis. Out of the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the points of them part, these were amazing personalities. Now, spending time in their company, what did Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu alayhi wa sallam gain? Now, this is what the scholars write. He had a deep devotion to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, for the viewers of Mandi Channel, this is what we need to appreciate. It's very easy to say, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu anhu Zindabad, Yazid Murdabad, but to understand and commit to the concept, we need to realize that by being a follower of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu isn't simply saying, you know, that we love him and that's it. This is the character that we need to adopt. A deep devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal, have some sincerity in worship, perfection of manners. His character was perfect. He did 25 Hajj, the Almighty Quran say, on foot. His courage was amazing. Good and so compassionate towards people that people turned to him for help. They knew when they had nowhere else to go, they could turn to Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu. And they knew that he would always help them.
You know, the two points that you mentioned first, the devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal, and you know, his devotion to worship. Whatever situation you are in, namaz, salah is very, very important. Now, if we apply that into our lives today, over little things, I've got relatives at home, my jamaat is missed. I'm traveling, and when you see five times namazi, when they're in a wedding hall, yeah, and you're eating food, we don't have that courage to walk up and go and say, look, I'm going to read my namaz. We sit there, especially now when winter's coming. You know, winter is coming now. You got your Zuhr, Asr and Maghrib. End of October, 1 hour is going to come back. So these three namaz are going to be one after the other. But, you know, we'll be sat with our friends. We'll be sat in a situation. But we won't be able to stand up. Why? Because, you know, we're too busy with people. Or what are people going to say if I walk away? So that is a very, very big lesson that as Muslims that who say that, who love Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we need to understand that true love of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that we offer our five times salah. And to the viewers of Madri channel, where are we at the time of Fajr salah? Do we stay in our beds or do we go to the masjid and read our namaz?
Well, I'm sure it comes back to this, that the character of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the teachings of the Quran. What did the Quran say? Because today, hum namaz ko halka jante hain. You know, in the times gone past, Afisab, if somebody missed their salah, people came to offer their condolences. Or jiski namaz miss ho jati, the one who missed his salah, he used to cry so much that uski halat ghair ho jati, he became lost. Now, why was that? This was because, and why did in the plains of Karbala, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu teach the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that no matter what you're going through, namaz is fundamental. Why? Because in the Quran says, tarjuma from Kanzul Iman, wo iman wale kamyab hoge, those believers have been successful جو اپنی نمازوں میں خشوع اور خضوع کرنے والے ہیں. Those who are humble and sincere in their salah. So the success doesn't lie in wealth. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam knew that Yazid would have put everything at his feet to legitimize his hukumat. But Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala knew that the Quran said that success lies in namaz. Now let's compare it. You know, I was going to come to that, and you've mentioned salah. But today, you know, there is a choice, and it's a stark choice, because the books of history have testified that Yazid, the character of Yazid was this, that he often used to be ill in the morning. Why? Because he was taking drink, he was drinking alcohol, and he was enjoying the nights. So his namaz, he missed. His fajr, he missed. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, on the other hand, spent his nights helping feed the poor. The books of history testify that he used to go out at night, take bread and dates, and distribute amongst the poor of the Medina Sharif. And his father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, set up a trust. And you know, in the middle of the night, when everybody was sleeping, the hasti that carried bags of grain on his shoulders and distributed it to the poor was none other than Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu anhu. However, you're getting the two characters. You're getting the character of this amazing hasti, who namaz is everything for him, and character is everything for him. And on the other hand, you've got somebody who spends his nights wastefully. Now today, and the comparison isn't simply just say, Tika, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam Zindabad. The comparison is this. Where are you on this? Are you spending your nights praying your Isha with Jama'at? Are you praying your Fajr with Jama'at? Knowing that there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which says, whoever prays his Isha with Jama'at and Fajr with Jama'at gets the reward of praying all night.
Subhanallah.
Or are you sitting up watching television till 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning? And when it comes for Fajr Salah, when the Quran said this is success, you are asleep. That's where you differentiate. But that is the time, isn't it?
The thing is, like you mentioned, it's very easy. Whenever we have situations like that, you know, it's easy for us to be putting our hands up and shouting about things. But the real thing is when you start to do actions. You know, you got to do the actions like rightly said that, you know, we've got to look at ourselves, which character do we need to follow? Obviously, everyone's going to say we need to follow Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu. But we need to do that not only verbally, physically as well.
Let me tell you, Afzal, Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, the books of hadith and his testify, he was courteous.
True.
He was humble. He was courageous. His uprightness was amazing. The Sahaba Ikram gave him so much honor and respect, not just because he was the grandson of Rasulullah, but because of who he was.
Yeah.
His determination, his perseverance, his patience you mentioned. As a son, and this is the important thing, Hafsa, as a son, he was obedient to his mother and father.
Subhanallah.
As a brother, he was obedient and respectful to his brother. As a leader of the faithful, he was simply brilliant.
Subhanallah.
And as a servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he was humble and sincere in the court of
Allah. MashaAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you just joined us, you're watching our silsila, the blessings of Sahaba and Ahl-e Bayt. Now standing up for the truth, standing up for what is haq. You know, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wasn't scared, but he only had that fear. So that's another lesson that he told us we'll have only for fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it comes to mind is Hazrat Sayyidina Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, you know, even though he was on the opposite side, he knew that there were 22,000 people on the other side. And he still came to Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He asked forgiveness and he says that, oh Imam, I am going to be fighting on your behalf. You know, and he knew that there were 22,000, but why did he come? Because that was haq. So that was a very beautiful lesson that Sayyidina Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu teaches us, that where is haq? Don't look at how many people there are. Truth is always the truth, and we've got to speak the truth.
I think that was the great lesson, that Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave us, that there are certain times where you don't compromise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today, a lot of brothers say that we need to fit in with society, and we need to, you know, these kind of things. And they say, well, you know, we have to go with the times. The truth is, that the great saying of Hazrat Imam Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he traveled to Jerusalem, and at that time he gave a speech, and he said, ki izzat, respect, honor and dignity lies in Islam. If you stick to Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah, you will be given respect. If you try to find respect outside, you will not get it. Now, Hazrat Imam Hussein radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu obviously knew that. So no matter come what may, you know, life is made difficult for him in Medina Park, Makkah Mukarramah, on the plains of Karbala. He has to go through the difficult situation. Aaj dekhe, it's very easy to say this. Aaj bachcha bimar ho jaye na, to namazu ki hosh nahi rehti. You know, we run to the doctor, we take him to the A&E, and chalen ji bachcha bimar ho gaya, you know, baad mein pad lenge. But the lesson that Hazrat Imam Hussain radhiyallahu anhu gave us was, no matter what happens, your duty to Allah Azza wa Jalla comes first.
I mean, you see that as well when someone passes away in the family. You know, we're worried about having the puri at home, people are going to come. But at that time, you don't worry about your jamaat, you don't worry about your namaz. Why? Because you're mourning someone. Now, the ulama, they say that, why are you mourning for someone who's passed away? He's gone through all the pains of death. Yeah. Now, Allah Ta'ala knows, you know, which condition he's going to be in. Now start to think about your own self. That what's going to happen to me? How am I going to die? I'm going to die one day as well. And, you know, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he says that, you know, that fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, standing up for the truth, you know, we need to adopt that as well. You know, we can't miss our namaz because, and this is quite often happens when you're traveling. Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, namaz, did you offer your namaz? Nah, yaar, kapde na paak san. You know, five times namazi is saying that his kapde is na paak. When you go to a wedding hall, I'm giving an example, is because we've been through this in a few months behind. And people will go to a wedding hall, masjid might be just around the corner, but how many people will go and leave that wedding hall, leave all the glamour, and go to the masjid? Very, very few.
Hafsa, the importance of namaz was obviously emphasized in the Quran when it's mentioned over 700 times. And Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time and time again, you know, mentioned it. I mean, is there anything greater than the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that in namaz lies coolness in my eyes?
SubhanAllah.
Now, but from a different angle, Hazrat Imam Hussain radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, look, no matter what difficulties you are going through, the most important thing you can do is pray. Yes. Now, today, agar somebody misses their namaz, the thought that they should have straight away is this. If I have got a choice, this is the Yazidi way which misses namaz. And the way of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, ki jaan chali jai, namaz na jai.
You know, this was the thought of the Sahaba Ikram as well, that if you get ill, you get shifa when you read your namaz, not by missing your salah. You know, sometimes, you know, a person is very, very tired, you know, you've got a headache, you've just come back from work. That is a testing time for you. What are you going to do? Are you just going to go to sleep and, you know, think about it? Or, hum apne dil ko manate hain. Nah, I'm too ill, I can't stand up and read namaz. So therefore, what I'm going to do, I'm going to stay at home, I'm going to read my namaz at home.
Ustaz, let me approach it very quickly, because we're running out of time. There were two or three things I wanted to cover. One was this. You know, this concept you're saying is winter, and a lot of brothers say during the winter, namaz gets very difficult because you've got Zohar, Asr, and Maghrib very close together, and it's very, very difficult with everything else. One simple test. If you announce, or anybody announced, okay, for every namaz, you'll get £10. Yes? And so you're getting £50 a day. I guarantee you, hand on heart, majority of the brothers who are saying that it's very difficult will march into work tomorrow morning, and they'll say, I need a break at 1 o'clock, I need one at 3 o'clock, and I need one at 4 o'clock. If you don't like it, keep your job. Why? Because they've been paid £10 an hour, £10 a namaz. But forget that £10. This one namaz is worth billions.
In the hadith,
billions.
The hadith from Mafhum is that, you know, just the sunnats of Fajr is better than the dunya and whatever's in the dunya.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Just the sunnats of Fajr.
Now, so that's the important, it's all about the concept now, appreciating that. Yes, that's the first thing. Now, the second thing is this. We spend, have a lot of time wasted in front of this television or on our phones or on the social media or on net, yes? Now, the question is this. When you ask an Islamic brother, How much time do you spend on your phone a week? It probably said 8 to 10 hours. How much time in front of the television? Probably a couple of hours a night even. You know, you've got 20, 30 hours worth of time wasted. And you ask the same brother, how much time do you spend, how much Quran have you read? And he hasn't got 5 minutes. Okay, I didn't have time.
We talk about the life of Imam Hussein. We talk about the character of Yazid. But every time we need to make a decision.
It's a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we want to choose Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But then certain things happen which we either shy off or, you know, we just can't do it. A lot of times, sometimes people say, I try my very best, but I just can't get enough time to read my Quran. I want to go to the masjid to read my namaz. I just can't do it. The thing is, we should never give up. You know, and then one.
It's all about love. Yes, I'm sorry.
I was going to mention that as well. You know, the last thing, the point I ran down was love for the deen. You know, if we want our deen to be, alhamdulillah, to be, you know, spread throughout the four corners of the world, which it already is, but, you know, for it to grow, you know, we need to think to ourselves, what role am I playing? You know, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu played such a role that today we say Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. You know, Islam is alive after every Karbala. That's the role he played, and he brought Islam back to life again. What have we done?
You see, of that love, it's very important, because Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm leaving you the Quran in my alibet. Now, what the Ulama Ikram said, we're running out of time, is this. When we love truly Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will not miss our salah. When we love Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will read the Quran every day. When we love Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my fashion isn't going to be dictated by the society I live in and the time and the trend. My fashion will come from Medina. This is the key to it. The love. We need to increase the love. And in this time of Sab, in these beautiful days of Muharram, the one thing that we need to do is bring ourselves closer to Imam Ali Maqam. And how do we do that? We start to adopt his characteristics. We start to see how he spent his life. And his life evolved around the Quran and Sunnah. And this is where it becomes easy for us. Why? And I say easy and I use the word carefully. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in this day and age, if you want to get closer to Quran and Sunnah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat Islami, we're given that opportunity. What it does is it gives you that opportunity. So when you go to the Thursday Ijtima, it refreshes you. When you go to the Thursday Ijtima, you will learn how the character of Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam was. You will learn different things on what to do and what not to do. When you travel on the Madni Kafilas, you will learn the Sunnahs of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you watch the Madni Mazakirah of Amir al-Sunnah, Damud Barakatum al-Aliyah, they don't teach anything else. They teach the Quran and the Sunnahs of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they teach how to live your life in accordance with the teachings of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And the last thing is, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hassan and Hussein are my two flowers of this world. Whoever loves them loves me, and whoever hates them hates me. And their love needs to be in our actions, not just our words.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah, Arumbe. Beautiful Madani pearls there, mashallah. Azawajal. Tomorrow is going to be sadly our last silsila of blessings of Sahaba and Ahl-e Bayt. So please join us tomorrow at the same time. And tomorrow we're going to be discussing some of the events that happened after Karbala. So please don't forget to join us tomorrow. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives.